following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
NASCAR Richmond from a NASCAR Fan's View. Denny Hamlin won the STP 400 in Kansas last weekend, and if you listened to many about this weekend at Richmond, they had already declared him or his teammate Kyle Busch as the likely winners of tonight's Cup race. The problem is, there are several other drivers that are making a strong case that that just might not happen. In fact, Mark Martin is sitting on the pole and Carl Edwards is sitting next to him on the front row, and one of them would like nothing better than to put an end to the regularity of the Joe Gibbs team's success at RIR. I'm sure it comes as no surprise to anyone that there is more than one driver in the Cup Series that is hungry for a victory. So far, 2012 seems to be a year to expect the unexpected, and personally, this fan doesn't expect the race tonight to be any different. Even during qualifying, the unexpected happened. Many of the ones with the faster lap times in the first practice didn't fare well when it came time to qualify. Even though the expectation is for the late qualifiers to run faster, it didn't happen that way for several, except, of course, Mark Martin, and they will start in mid-pack. The real surprise so far this year, at least from this fan's view, is the strength of the Michael Waltrip Racing teams. They have shown up every week with strong cars and have performed extremely well in this first part of the season. Martin Truex Jr.'s second-place finish from last week didn't really tell the whole story. He led a bunch of laps, and it looked like he was going to pull off the victory until the last pit stop. That's when his car fell off the pace just enough for Denny Hamlin to catch and pass him and stay out front. Over the last 4 weeks in particular, Martin Truex has finished in the top 10 and always been in the hunt for the victory. He hasn't won yet, but it is only a matter of time from this fan's view. He and Mark Martin have been very impressive, and either one of them could win tonight. Now, Clint Bowyer is another story for MWR. He is kind of in the same boat as Jeff Gordon of Hendrick Motorsports when it comes to how he's finished. Both he and Gordon have been competitive almost every week so far, but have little or nothing to show for it. Both have experienced blown engines, and both are outside the top 10 in points, although Bowyer is just outside in 11th. Both of them like this track, and either one could end up in victory lane tonight. But I'm not picking any winners yet. The Jack Roush teams of Matt Kenseth and Greg Biffle continue to run consistently fast each week and could be up front at the end of tonight's Capital City 400. Since I've been talking about expecting the unexpected, I don't really think one of them is going to win tonight, but that doesn't mean they won't be in there fighting for it. I mean, Biffle is still sitting at the top of the points and Kenseth is in third. If something disastrous doesn't happen to them, I expect they will make a good showing tonight. The Hendrick teams will be looking for that 200th win for their boss, Rick Hendrick, tonight, and once again, Dale Jr. looks like a possible victor in this short track race tonight. He has been running very consistently lately, and he really does run well at RIR. Jimmy Johnson just hasn't looked confident in his car on the track this weekend, but when it comes down to crunch time, I expect the five-time champ to be pressing toward the front and possibly be leading at or near the end of the race. As for four-time champ Jeff Gordon, well, it is definitely a possibility, and I expect he and his crew chief, Alan Gustafson, will be doing all they can to bring home number 200 for Hendrick Motorsports. When it comes down to the end of the race, there are several I haven't mentioned yet that I expect to be possible takers of the checkered flag. One would be A.J. Allmendinger, and a real shocker would be Marcus Ambrose. Of course, I do think A.J. has a better chance than Marcos, but then we are talking about expecting the unexpected, aren't we? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.